weird native temple to which Dorothy has gone because she believes Betty is inside, the priest tells Dorothy she is to be sacrificed to the jungle god in vengeance for the theft of a great emerald by a white man centuries ago. The priest advances to take her life. She struggles with him. He falls to the floor just as Chandler bursts in. In spite of all Chandler can do, the natives drag Dorothy away to an inner room, shouting she has killed the priest. The present act opens in the inn, across the clearing from the temple.
Chandu, the magician.
Don't cry, Betty. Please don't cry.
Oh, I feel as though it's all my fault. If it hadn't been for losing my scarf, they never would have got her to go over there.
Well, gee, I don't think you ought to feel as though it's your fault. Because if they hadn't got her over there that way, they would have some other way if they meant to.
Oh, I know. She just went over there to find me. She thought I'd gone in there after she said, Uncle Frank said we mustn't. If I hadn't always been doing things like that ever since we came over here from home, she wouldn't have believed I'd go in there. Well, it's all my fault after all.
No, it is not. What's the use of saying that? Uncle Frank will be back here in a minute, and he'll probably have it all fixed up. Maybe he'll even bring Mother back with him. Now, don't cry.
I wish I'd never come to this awful place. The jungle's just like some terrible animal opening its mouth all the time to eat you.
Say, listen, you've got to stop talking like that. You're not helping Mother any by going off your bean yourself, you know.
I don't mean to keep crying. I know I've hardly done anything else since Uncle Frank came back and said she was over there. When I think what Dr. Shaw said about how terrible it was in there, I just can't bear it.
Well, at least Dr. Shaw's here, and he'll know how to talk to these natives. He and Uncle Frank will fix something up.
Oh, I hope they can. Poor father's just frantic. I can tell, even if he does hardly say a word. He was as white as a sheet when Uncle Frank came in and said Mother had gone into that temple.
But where was Father when Uncle Frank came back here with you and you found Mother was gone?
He was down there by the spring. He found a funny-looking piece of rock. He was just starting back around the inn to bring it to us. There it is on the table.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Frank didn't wait a minute when he suspected Mother was in the temple over there, did he? He just dashed over there like a flock of wolves. He wouldn't let me go with him. I wish he had. Maybe we could have got her away from him.
Oh, no, you couldn't. You just got yourself killed. That's what you'd have done. He said there must have been 50 of those natives came running out from that inner room. Father went over there right away after he came back there, and we told him where Uncle Frank was, but he couldn't even get in.
Listen, I think I hear him coming. Gee, when it gets dark out here, it sure gets dark. Can't see a thing. No sign of a light in those native huts or in the temple or anywhere. Just black.
Is it Uncle Frank coming? Oh, is Mother with him?
Uncle Frank, did you get it?
No, Bob. We couldn't get them to release her.
Sit down here, Father. Take this chair.
We were wrong to bring them here, Frank. How could we dream she'd go over to that temple alone? After all we'd said about it.
Well, you don't blame her if she thought Betty was inside there, Uncle Frank.
Of course not. But I wonder why she didn't call me or wait for your father.
Where's Dr. Shaw?
Gone to his own quarters.
Well, what happened over there, Uncle Frank?
Oh, we went over to the hut of the head man of the village, and Dr. Shaw persuaded her to come out and talk to us. Dr. Shaw explained the circumstances as we reconstructed them, and the man listened carefully, as he would to the story of a dispute between two natives.
Oh, I can't bear to think that Mother's life depends on whether some old native says yes or no. Oh, isn't it awful, Uncle Frank?
Yes, Betty. We may as well face it.
You mean he said he wouldn't let her go?
He said he couldn't. He said that when she killed that priest, she'd broken the most important of tribal laws. And that he could do nothing.
You see, this whole country down here is absolutely at the mercy of the native priests. What you might call witch doctors.
Oh, but it just doesn't seem possible the mother could be shut up over there and we couldn't do a thing for her or get her out or anything.
Uncle Frank, tell me this. Tell me one thing. You really think those natives are going to kill Mother?
I'm going to be honest with you, Bob. I know they mean to. But that doesn't say they'll be successful.
But how could Mother kill that priest? She didn't have a gun or...
I don't know. I don't think she really did it. But those temple attendants certainly thought she did. And there's no question that she was struggling with him. I saw that myself when I went in. He had a wicked-looking knife in his hand.
Oh, if I'd only been in here when she went over there. I can't understand why she'd go.
Now, this is the way I think it happened. The chances are, one of these sneaking natives picked up Betty's scarf out there in the clearing and brought it to Dorothy, telling her Betty gone into the temple.
That's what you said before, Uncle Frank. Why would they do that?
I don't know, unless... But we needn't think of that yet.
Think of what?
You mean a sacrifice?
Well, yes.
What do you mean, Uncle Frank?
Never mind, Betty. Don't think of it. We'll find something to do.
But did that native you talked to say he couldn't do one thing?
He said nothing could be done to save one who outraged the temple. And that while shedding the blood of anyone who ministered to the jungle god was bad enough, killing the chief priest was the greatest crime one could imagine.
I agree with Betty. I don't see how Dorothy could have killed that man. Did you see his body, Frank?
Yes. He was lying there before the altar. He was a great big fellow.
I wonder if he really was dead. Do you suppose he could have been shamming?
Yes, he was dead, all right. In spite of the confusion, I made sure of that. That was the one thing I had time to do before they swarmed all over me. I didn't see his face.
But Dorothy didn't have a knife or a gun. How could she kill a man like that?
I don't believe she did kill him.
I don't either, Uncle Frank. Why, Mother wouldn't hurt a fly.
Say, you certainly wouldn't blame her for killing a fellow that was coming for with a big long knife, would you? Mother's not such a frail flower anyway. You've never seen her when she was all stirred up. Like that night in Cairo when Irene put the jungle curse on you.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, say, you don't know anything. She had that little pistol Uncle Frank gave her. And she pointed it right at Irene. She told him he'd never live to put that curse on another person. And she meant it, too, I'll tell you.
Oh, I wish I could have seen her. But she didn't really shoot him, did she?
Well, she would have, only Uncle Frank beat her to it. He magicked Irene.
I'll tell you what I think we'd better do, Frank. Either you or I should start at once and go up to the capital, where we can appeal to higher authorities than this man here. What do you think of that?
I think it might be a very good plan. The principal temple is near the capital. And if you could get the head priest to intercede for Dorothy, there's no doubt but that he'd let her go.
Frank, you look kind of scared yourself. Are you really afraid we might not be able to get Mother out of there before...
Don't think of that, Betty. You mustn't.
Didn't Dr. Shaw say there was a native trail up to the jungle to the capital?
Yes, there is one. But you could never find it.
Why couldn't I take one of these natives as a guide?
You might. If Shaw could find one you could trust,
it would certainly be quicker than waiting for the next boat to stop here. And then having to go back up to Rangoon.
Oh, you wouldn't go that way. You'd have to go around by Singapore. And up through the Gulf of Siam.
Well, what do you think?
Suppose you try it. Will you go and see Dr. Shaw and ask him if he knows a native that could show you the trail through the jungle?
Of course I'll go. I'll come right back and tell you what he said.
Don't look like that, Uncle Frank. It's not your fault. You only brought us here because the yogi said not to let us out of your sight.
Say, that's not all he said. Remember the rest of what Uncle Frank told us?
What do you mean?
I mean, that about a time of terror being at hand. Father thought he meant an earthquake or something. Boy, this is certainly it. Say, how about a little magic, Uncle Frank?
What's the matter, Uncle Frank? You're not afraid. Not really, are you?
Yes. Yes, Betty, I am. Horribly. Horribly afraid.
Why, but... Uncle Frank, if you're afraid...
I didn't say I wouldn't try to do what I can, Betty. You know I won't give up now, don't you? Come, you mustn't cry.
Well, gee, will you try? Will you, right now?
Of course I will.
It's all fixed, Frank. Dr. Shaw's found the fellow who was starting for the capital in the morning anyway. And he says that although it's almost unheard of for a white man to try the jungle trail, he'll take me if I want to go.
If there was any possibility of a boat stopping here, I'd say take a chance and wait for it, but...
Oh, no. It's no use to wait for that. I'd better go. Aside from a few such possibilities as death by a python and so on, Shaw said there's no danger if we keep to the trail. The ladies do it all the time.
Let me help you pack your things, Father.
There'll be no things, Betty. It's not that kind of a trip. The native's taking some food, and he says there's all sorts of ways of getting things to eat along the trail. Edible roots and frogs and so on.
Oh, frog legs aren't bad. I like them.
And all I'll take is several pairs of extra shoes.
Sounds insane. But we must try everything.
Have you thought of using your occult powers, Frank?
I've thought of nothing else. But wait, Robert. I'm going to try right now. Will you all go into another room and close the door?
Yes. And Father, if he does it, you won't have to go. You'll just hear a great big noise and Mother be right here in the room. We've seen him do it.
Go on, quickly. All of you.
We won't come back till you call us, Uncle Frank. Come on, Bob.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't help you, Frank.
Dorothy,
You are free from the walls that hold you. Dorothy, nothing can keep you in that place of darkness. Leave it and come to this room. I can't do it. I failed. It's true. I felt I'd failed. Oh, Dorothy, I failed you just when you need me most.
Thank you.